Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vice President of Lely North America, Chad Heiser, joins us on today's program to talk about the company's proposed expansion this year and beyond. Well, Chad, big news coming out of Lely, really to end 2018, but that's not where the process stops. It's where it starts, as you are planning a rather significant expansion here in Pella. First of all, how did this really come to be to where you were at a point where you could expand and that your entire company decided to stay here locally in the Tulip City?
It's been a journey that I can say honestly started, you know, well over probably 10 years ago when we first made the decision to invest here in the local Pella area and build the facility that we're in here today on Vermeer's campus. At that time, we already were looking with an eye toward the future, even at that moment, you know, close to 8 years ago now, where we were thinking about what would that next phase of expansion need to be. Best laid plans and assumptions you make at that time in terms of when that timing is going to be right certainly are driven by market conditions and just the overall growth that our business has experienced. But really that decision that we needed to think about expansion really started to take hold almost about a year ago, where we started some internal discussions about what that could look like, what options, scenarios would we be looking at in terms of how we could make that expansion happen, what the needs would be. And that's really where it led us through over the last several months to begin thinking about expansion, you know, and whether we could do it in our existing facility, whether that would mean we need to look for our own property to build something new. You know, we have a global footprint as a multinational corporation, so we were also looking at our global capacity and saying, does it make sense to expand, you know, here in North America, or do we have other capacities around the world where we can meet the needs that we might have both here in the U.S. and Canadian market, but as well, you know, being an international company that's growing significantly, we took that into account as well. But all things led us to it made sense to look to stay here in the Pella area and to look at those expansion opportunities that were going to be out there. And that's really where we find ourselves today.
I'd maybe take a step back here and remind our listeners what Lely is now from where you came from when you first got to Pella and why apparently business has been good enough to allow this move. You know, what are the things that you've seen that have really allowed this company to grow to this point?
I probably have a unique perspective. I'm coming up on my 12-year anniversary with Lely. And relatively speaking, in Pella, I was one of three employees here back in 2007 when I joined the organization. If I fast forward to when we moved into this new facility that we're currently in here today, back in 2011, we moved into this building with 8 employees. Today, we've got about 55 employees based here in Pella. We have another approximately 50 outside of Pella. So we're at about 100 employees around North America. But we also recognize, and we knew this 8 years ago, that we had a market opportunity that was going to present a great challenge, but it likewise a great opportunity. And we've been able to see that market grow significantly in the last 5 years especially, to the point where our existing facility here in Pella, we started to feel the pains that growth was creating. And they're good growing pains, don't get me wrong. But it was starting to sense that we needed to begin thinking about expansion. And the challenge with expansion is it's not something you do and have it ready in 6 months. You have to begin planning for it, you know, 1 to 2 years in advance. And that's really where we find ourselves today. We're extremely busy in the facility today. Our markets are very kind to us right now. We're certainly looking forward to 2019 being a wildly successful year. All indications are that that's what we will see happen. But we also look at the long-term horizon and see that the market is really hitting a different phase of growth. And with that growth, we want to be prepared to support that for both our distribution network around North America and likewise for our dairy producers here in North America that are putting their trust and their hard-earned dollars in Lely equipment. And that's really what this expansion means, is our ability to better support them into the future. And that's the exciting part.
Well, and a part of the incentives package that Lely will receive, assuming everything goes as planned, from the state and from the city, is tied to the high-paying jobs program the state has been trying to implement. What's that say about the kinds of jobs you're bringing here and the kind of growth you're bringing here, and what's that challenge bring, especially in this unemployment environment where things are pretty tight?
That certainly was the discussion as we talked with state of Iowa officials and you know, local city officials as well. The neat part about what we're able to do, you know, we have a variety of types of positions, you know, in our existing structure and organization today. We have great team members that work in our assembly and warehouse floor building and servicing the equipment. And we have professional positions here in our office and in a variety of disciplines that we work with. And as we look ahead for the jobs that we expect to create, it's going to be a variety of those same types of positions. We certainly expect to bring more products to this new facility to build. So will it be expanding the product offering that we manufacture in this new facility? And that's been one of the expansion opportunities we've been looking at. that as the markets grow for those products. But likewise, there's a variety of other positions that come along to support not only the manufacturing of the products, but the sales, the service, and the support that goes with those products. So the jobs that we expect to create will be across all disciplines within our organization.
How is that process going as you go into 2019 in terms of seeking a new location that maybe allows Lely to stand out in a different way than it has over the past 12 years?
We've been fortunate. Our relationship with Vermeer continues to be very strong today. You know, at the family level for years and years, the Vander Lely family and the Vermeer family and Andriegas have had a close working relationship, and that remains in place today. We had some very good in-depth discussions with the Vermeer and Andriega family as we talked about this expansion, and we came to those conclusions, you know, that it made sense for us to look in a different way. And they're very supportive of that. And likewise, we appreciate the work that they've done over the years in support of our growth. You know, as we look now toward the future, our first steps are we need to identify a piece of property where we can, let's say, put down more permanent roots for Lely North America and Lely worldwide. So we really find ourselves, you know, in the early acquisition phase of looking for property. We're in some discussions as we speak today. The reality is we want to stay close to the Pella area. The local city officials are very excited to, if we can find property within the existing city limits and those types of things. And those are the discussions we find ourselves in right now. But as we go forward, we'll hopefully make that property acquisition. We're starting the design and architectural phase of what this facility needs to be. We've got a pretty good idea of the scope for the first phase of this expansion or this new expansion. We'll hopefully serve our needs for the next 10 or so years. And then, you know, we'll continue to look at what those needs are beyond that. But our goal is to find a permanent solution where we can not only build for the next, let's say, 10 or so years, but we also look even farther beyond that because we see market opportunities that really allow us to stay put and really find ourselves firmly planted in this area for the foreseeable future.
Once again, that was Vice President of Lely North America, Chad Heiser. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.